Alpha is on the Mishnah from Daf Pe Gimel, where the Mishnah says that if you sell something and it was Shechamtes, and it says Levana, Levana, and it says Shechamtes, Bechulei, so the halacha is that Shnei Mechaim Lachs, Ben, it's a Mekach Tais. And the Mar brings right from here, Mar Papa, Militani, Levana, Vashmamina, Hai Shimsha, Sumka Sahi. We have right from here that the Shemesh is red, based on how we describe it over here in the Mishnah. And then the Mar brings right to this, Teda, the Kasamka, Tzafra, Upanya, because we find that the sun is Taka red in the evening, morning and the evening, and even though the rest of the day it's not necessarily doesn't seem red, that's just because we can't see it clearly, but Ba'etzim, the emissary color of the sun is red. And later on, the Gemara is madcha this, and the Gemara says, what do we do with the fact that the sun is red in the morning and the evening? L'char, that is a red, that the sun is red, how can we say that it's not red? So the Gemara says, Amayda salak daitan mikara akasamka tzafru panya. And the Gemara says, it's lav dafka, not necessarily a raya, la'ilam, the sun could be a different color. Why is it red in the morning and the evening? But safra d'chalfa be'vadi d'gan eden. In the morning, the sun is that color because it passes by the Pesach of Gan Eden. B'panya d'chalfa piskun d'gehenem. And in the evening, it is chayla if it passes by the Pesach of Gehenem because of the color of the Esh of Gehenem that makes the sun red, but it's not the emissa color of the sun. So it's mavur in the Gemara that the reason why the sun would be red is because it's passing near the Esh of Gehenem and that colors the sun. It gives it that red tinge at hands. And it's mavur from here that the Esh of Gehenem is a real thing. It's a real fire. It burns. It has that the color of Esh. And l'chayr, this is difficult to understand because we know the Gehenem is an einish for the neshama. It's not an einish for the guf. The guf is in the kever. Whatever is happening to the neshama. The neshama is not something physical. So whenever when you're talking about the Esh of Gehenem, l'chayr, it's not a physical Esh. It's some type of ruchnistic thing that happens to the neshama in Gehenem. But it's mashal l'mabi here that it's a mamash, a real physical Esh. How could that be? How could there be a physical Esh that's being served the neshamas? And there's a couple other rites in Shas. We find that Gehenem is a real physical fire. So what's a pshat? How is that? How could there be an einish to the neshama with the physical fire? L'char, it's not nitfas, it's not a davar gashmi at all, it's a davar ruchni. And this question is asked by the Ramban in the Shar HaGemul. The Ramban Mamish says it's shver, about it can't be a physical fire, and the Ramban ends up saying that it's not Mamish a physical fire the way we know it, but there are different mandregas of physical things, and there's dvarim dakim, that could be dakmin adak, that could be a very dakistic level of physical metzias, and just like the neshama is not physical, it's a davar ruchni, but it's a bria that is a very dakistic bria. In the same way, there's a musig of neshama mitzada kedusha. There's mitzada sheni. There's an esh that's able to be served that neshama, and that esh is not mamish a physical esh like we have it, but it's not just a spiritual bria, not just a random bria, but it's something which is shach to our esh, but on a very very dakistic level, very very refined level, which is shaykh to our issue we have. It is shaykh to the physical fire, but on a refined level, ad kedikach. It's so refined that's able to affect the neshama, which is a very refined level of ruchnia. So he's saying that it's not mamash a physical esh, but it is shaykh to our esh, and therefore that esh could have does have some characteristics of our fire, and therefore could give this color to the sun. That's what the Ramban learns in the Shar HaGemul. But it's interesting that in the Maral over here, in his Chidushim, and Maral seems to learn a different shah in the Gemara, that the Gemara doesn't mean literally that the esh, that the shemesh is over on the Pesach of Gan Eden or Gehenem. It just means it's really a physical thing that causes the esh to become red in the morning and the evening. But the way the Gemara refers to that physical inyan that happens is that that physical kayach has some type of bechin of Gan Eden, some type of bechin of Gehenem. There's a certain kayach, certain physical kayach that we relate to the same way we relate to as Gan Eden in Gehenem, and it's coming from the kayach of Gan Eden and Gehenem in a ruchniyistika sense, but not that it's physically, literally passing out Pischa to Gehenem. So if he that Havan in the Gemara, the way he learns, it would not be a riot from here that there's anything physical about the Esh of Gehenem. It could be totally a davar ruchni. The Gemara is just saying there's a certain kayach in the physical Esh we have, which is similar to the kayach of Gan Eden, or similar to the kayach of Gehenem, but not that there's anything physical at all. But the way the Ramban learns, it's a bria daka ad me'oid that's able to affect the neshama, but it does have some shaykhs, some characteristics similar to regular Esh we have today.